the large gaps in the outside wall. Goblin and One Eye stopped grinning like fools and came forward dressed in their business faces. They kept Tobo right there with them, determined to teach him their trade quickly, hands-on. With more light, it was easier to see what the bird meant me to see, which had to be the crack Soulcatcher had sealed after working her wicked spells on the captured. "There any spells or booby traps here?" I asked.
"The little girl's a genius," One Eye grumbled.
His speech had grown a little slurred. He needed rest badly.
"The bird strutted through and didn't go up in smoke, right? That suggest anything?"
"No spells," Goblin said. "Don't mind him. He's just cranky because him and Goda haven't had no privacy for a week."
"I'm gonna fit you out for all the privacy you'll need for a couple of aeons, runt man. I'm gonna plant your wrinkled old ass."
"Enough!
Let's see if we can make the hole any bigger." The crow made impatient noises on the other side. It had to have some connection with the captured, even if it was not Mergen operating from some lost corner of time. Certainly I hoped it was not Mergen from the future. That would imply a less than successful effort on our part now. I grumbled and snarled. I stamped back and forth, while half a dozen men expanded the hole, every one of them grousing about the shortage of light. I did not contribute much as a human candle either. Maybe the thing in my hair was Goblin and One Eye offering commentary on how bright I was. Though I doubted that after only 200 years, they could yet have developed that much cleverness and subtlety. A larger and larger crowd piled up behind me.
"River,"
I growled. "I said you should have these people do something useful. Tobo, get back from there. You want a boulder to fall on your head?"
A voice behind me suggested,
"You're to get more light on it so you can see if you need to do any shoring."
I turned.
"Slink?"
"There were miners in my family."
"Then you're as near an expert as we've got."
One Eye jabbed a thumb at Goblin.
"The dwarf here has sapper experience. He helped undermine the walls at Timber."
His face split in an ugly grin. Goblin squeaked a definite clue that Timber was an episode he did not recall fondly. I did not remember any mention of a Timber in the annals. Reason suggested that the referenced event must have taken place long before Croker became analyst, which he had done at an early age. Two of Croker's more immediate predecessors, Milo Ladora and Conwa Scar, had been so lax in their duties that little is known about their time, other than what their successors have reconstructed from oral tradition and the memories of survivors. It was during that era that Croker, Otto, and Hagope joined the band. Croker says little about those days himself. "Am I to take it, then, that I shouldn't invest unlimited faith in Goblin's engineering skills?" One Eye cawed like a crow.
"As an engineer, our bitty buddy makes a wonderful lumberjack. Things fall down wherever he goes."
Goblin growled like a